Okay, they sold it to these other people. The first part is usually who's...
I would like to call to order today's session of Board of Equalization. This July 13th, 2011.
This is and, grantors and. It's and.
Note for the record, there are... there are four of the five voting board members present. Jim Strophis is not with us today, nor is the county clerk, Donna Neely.
She said Heather, you're there.
And the first order of business is at the Branson Landing Condominiums.
Okay.
Jeff, I'm looking at this before I make the call. This is,
Mr. Chair.
This is a condo?
Yes.
Did you get the regular handout worksheet?
No, not yet.
Okay, it's on the way. Okay, I'm sorry.
Then let's wait for just a moment until we get that information from the clerk's office, if we may.
Okay, well.
My only question is, we have, what, four?
Yeah.
Six?
Yes.
No, wait just a minute. The first person that we're calling has six properties?
Yes.
And then the next four or five people that we're calling that are also scheduled for 9 o'clock have separate properties?
No.
Or is the first person representing all of those?
Yes.
Very good. That's helpful. Then, James, if you will remind me what those properties were set at that are in this project.
Is the clerk not available?
I can show you.
She's not here today.
Oh.
I can tell you what they are in the code.
Okay.
The BOE 203.
No, first, what were the properties lowered to? That's the question that I was asking, that the board had already made a motion.
Well, I don't know.
Is that what this is? Is that separate from the others? This is the boardwalk. This is separate from the other properties we've been looking at, James?
Yes.
Okay.
Let me look here and make sure. Yeah, these are the boardwalks.
So no decision has been made regarding any of these properties?
Not on the boardwalk.
Okay.
The first one. The next one is Branson Hills. This is out front.
You mean this here, Plyman?
Yes.
So this first person is representing all of these. All right. So number two is going to be Branson Hills.
Yes. It's Golf Room.
Okay.
And we've got a set of 78,000.
And now we've also, though, Jeff, we jump back to, what's he on at 9 a.m. on another boardwalk there? The Phaeton Classic Properties is a boardwalk also.
Correct. That's the first one.
One person representing multiple.
Okay. I guess my first question to this board, to have multiple condos represented by this person, does he have a letter stating that he represents these folks?
He owns Stephen and Rita Cleveland are listed on three of them. Two of them are Phaeton Classic Properties, which are owned by Stephen and Rita Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
James, the first property that we're going to look at before I place the call
we're not going to look at them in a row here.
We're going to do it however you suggest. If there's going to be something that is
the way they've distributed
simpler
in two or three areas, I think we need to just go with the first one on the list.
Yeah.
And see what it is.
And if I'm looking at that correctly, it's 513, 553, and is that also what he has in front of him? In other words, there hasn't been a change in it, is my question.
Oh, my list is different now.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Ron, I was looking at a pre-developed list.
Okay. Ryan, I can't help you. And ladies, before we begin and make this first phone call, I want to publicly take the time to thank both of you for the work you've put in on this and the good job that you have done. We appreciate you.
Been fantastic.
And what we show on the computer screen, James, is 513, 553 total. Base area, 2107. That's big.
Right.
I guess that's where that comes from.
I want to pass out these few sales we have. Let's start to show up.
Okay. And the gentleman's name again, ladies, is Steve. Is it Climo? Climo.
I'd say he's pretty cotton picking close on what he wants.
I did not look at his.
He wants $295 more or less. And he paid $489. The problem we have in the boardwalk is.
This will be your 3 o'clock.
Okay. Okay. You can walk down the hall and go through a separate door and you've changed values down there. We don't have a value of, at the time these things sold, we had 6 or 8 of them sold in the $500,000 line. Then we've had one that sold for $690, which was, I'll just leave the name off, but. But in between those, you have sales for the 294s, the 300s. But it's all, whether it's a corner with the balcony that comes all the way around the corner on the boardwalks versus view versus just a straight. And they tried to build them where they didn't have many just straight condos in the boardwalk, but they do have those. So even though the square footages are the same, there have never been a relative number based on the square footage. It's based on view and amenities of, like I say, a balcony all the way around the corner. There's no doubt in my mind that they went down a little bit, but I don't think we can see this kind of a $200,000 drop. I don't think we can see that. And if you look on your sales list, you'll see one that, sold for $410.
I see another one for $420.
Right. So they're in there. And it's all, guys, I apologize by not physically visiting these off the sales list, but, and not to say it's, the 489.9 has been fine for 6 years, and all of a sudden we have the drop here. Where was he at last year and the year before, if I'm not telling you correctly? There is sales down there reflective of the $400,000.
Well, the sales that he offers here in evidence, are those in the same place or the other areas within the landing?
Let me look and see, Ron.
Where's his... I see James's. Where's his comparative comp sales? Ron, or Mr. Chair?
Yes, sir. Ron works.
The problem with this entire area, and I've brought it up in BOE sessions every year since this has been built. But when these things were first built, it became a supply and demand deal. I personally know individuals that bought property down there. Some of them are friends of mine that bought one or two, or tried to buy more whenever they first became available. They went from a set price to whatever that person would give. You know, that's the way that it was sold. They were sold. It wasn't listed as, they had a sales marketing group that sold them. And I know some of those, the prices actually doubled on them during the sales. I mean, after they seen they were going to be a hot item at that time. It's hard to evaluate what sales price you have on it, the same unit that initially started off at one price and ended up the next unit next door sold for twice the amount. So that's where you have a that's where the assessor, this board will have a hard time figuring out exactly what the sales representation reflects.
Now, Ron, you asked me a question of where is these sales from, and you're absolutely correct. Three of these sales are irrelevant, as they can be. They're sitting in the Hilton. They got the photos of them right over here on the right-hand side. That's the only way I can identify them.
Okay.
And you got some promenades in here.
Right.
You've got, these boardwalks I have furnished is all boardwalk. There's no jumping out into other complexes. Do you see that, Nathan, on his?
I've not looked at his.
Well, he's down into 95,000, 89,000, but he's also got a photo of the Hilton over here on the very right-hand corners.
Well, let's talk for a second about the relative figures here. He claims that FMV, fair market value, is $294.9. That's what he's wanting to talk to us about. He's valued at $513,553. He asserts that he paid $489.9.
And I believe that's a stipulated value because I recognize the name of Steve Kleinman as being on the 2009 BOE.
Yes, he was.
And I think he took it to the state.
Did the state lower it to the 489? No, what did the state?
2009, he was at 102.410 at the beginning assessed. He ended at 87.305.
Not on this property. Oh, that you're assessed. Can you give us appraised value?
So he started at 102 what?
102.410.
That's all right. I can use that. And state took it to?
87.305 was at the end of 2009. In 2010, he began there and he ended there.
87.305. So how much is that? I didn't have my calculator.
Well, we're looking at 97.580.
$87,305 residential. I'm sorry.
So what do you do? Divide that by
19. Yeah, I put 32 on it, and I about jumped out of my chair. He was put at $459,500 by the BOE of 2009, guys. And if you look at these two sales, that's close to his square footage. One sold in 10 and one sold in 11. One sold for 420, one for 357. And the only problem I see with those sales is I'm not knowing if those are like full roundabout balconies or what they are. But that is a figure set by the BOE.
There's another one that sold for $292.9.
Where's it at?
Unit 402.
292.9, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's the one it appears that he's looking at.
Okay, I've got a question. Does the BOE set that? Did he take it on to the state and they upheld the BOE decision?
I don't know for sure. But I do know the Steve Kleinman name.
Do we need to ask that when we get him on the phone?
Well, I'm sure he's going to tell us.
Huh?
I'll bet he'll tell us. Should I go ahead and call?
I believe so.
Maybe we can determine the balcony versus and all that type of stuff.
And the number again, ladies?
Phone number?
Uh-huh.
703?
I don't think he's...
863?
Go ahead. What is it, Jeff?
Well, I was just looking at the picture. I don't think he's one of them.
6961.
Go ahead, Jeff. You don't think?
One with the corner, you know, those wraparound balconies. But I don't know about this.
There's a picture right there.
Please enter your account code.
But he does have the lake view type thing.
Yeah.
He's looking right up the lake. He's not got a street view.
Is he looking right down at the fountains there?
No. Yeah. No, he's looking down the lake toward the bridge. It might be fountain.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Kleinman?
Yes, it is.
Did I pronounce your name right?
Yes, he did.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I have you on speakerphone. The Board of Equalization has your properties that you have appealed in front of us. It just takes us a little bit to call them up on the computer each time. But are you ready to talk about these properties at this time?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Included with the board, of course, the assessors here as well for questions and answers. Let's start with the first one, if you don't mind, that we have in front of us, which is Branson Landing, Unit 207, Building 10.
Okay.
And then it lists a couple of parking units with that. But and we are ready to hear what you have to say about this particular parcel of property, sir.
Okay. It's a two-bedroom condo on the landing. The assessed value that you have placed on it is looks like $513,553. It paid $489,900. The accompanying information that I provided to you on sales shows several sales in 2010. At prices that range from $200,000, $310,000, $294,900, $205,000, and the last one on the list is $300,000. There is one that is nearly identical in size to mine. Be perfectly, clear and honest. You know, they list them by square footage on the information. There's one here for 22. It says that it was 2,243 square feet. My unit is 2,207 square feet, which seems to be the closest in size. It was listed at $299,900 and it sold for $294,900 in August of 2010. Given the current real estate market, I'm not sure. I was not able to come up with sales in 2011, but again, given sales figures, this appeared to me to be the closest and most accurate example of what the current value of my unit would be. And it happens to be at the very upper end of the five comparables that I provided.
We have all the comparables that you have provided. We also have additionally comparables and some with much more recent sales that have been provided at the boardwalk by the assessor. We're looking through those now. James, comments?
Mr. Kleinman, is your condominium on the lakeside where you've got a lake view?
Yes.
And is the fountain right below you, or?
No, it is not. But it is one thing I failed to mention. No, we are above where Cantina Laredo was located.
Okay.
Above the parking garage.
Okay. On your comparables, do you know where they were located? I've noticed that three or four of those are penthouses over in the Hilton Hotel.
Excuse me?
I've noticed that three or four of your comparables is over in the Hilton.
Oh, no. They just happened to print out on the same sheet. No, I'm not representing those as comparables at all.
Yeah, those
I'm looking at the first example, which is South 408. The second is South 501. I'm in the South building. North 402, South 208. Those are the first ones, the first four at the top. And then skip two, and then the next one is North 206.
Okay. Was you aware that the BOE settled the value for 2009 and 2010 and lowered the value of your property to $459,500?
Yeah, I'm well aware of that, yes. Which at the time, at the end of 2008, may have been, or may at the time have seemed reasonable, but given real estate values as they are and the sales figures that I have for 2010, it's clear that I can't get anywhere near that price for my condo. Nothing has sold even close.
Mr. Kleinman, I've got a sale at 401. It's on the same floor and everything. June 3rd of 2010 for $420,000. This is signed by the buyer. I have a sale for $292,900, and I have a sale for $357,000.
That was in March of this year, right, James?
That was in March of 2011. And they're all 400 unit sales. But I do know on the boardwalk we have many sales compared to street side versus lakeside, and there's quite a difference in pricing.
Well, and there's also probably a plus up for the facing the fountains as well. There were premiums for buying units that faced the fountains and where the concert to hell and things like that. That once again is not included. Even your examples, the most expensive, the highest appraisal was only, what I heard was 401.
420.
420?
Yes, sir.
What was the date of that?
That's unit 401, building 9.
401. It was in what year? What was the date?
That was sold June of 2010.
Wait a minute. Okay, that still is. That would be the highest sale price of any of the.
Probably more than that. No.
Are you suggesting that you would? Are you recommending that $120,000 be the sale price of my unit, or the market value of my unit?
Yes, I would recommend that to this board.
Highest figure and the highest sale, and it did occur in the middle of 2010. And I have given you four other examples which are lower than that. I would propose that you take those six examples, the one you gave and the five I have, and a month divided by six, and whatever that value is, that would be acceptable.
What was the four? When did it have on the 401? It had the 420, but didn't we have a 401? I thought I'd seen one.
No, you don't have a 401. But you do have a unit selling for 410. That's a lot smaller unit if you go to putting square foot cost involved. If we decide to go back to a square foot cost, it's sold for 410, and it just has 1,536 feet in it.
Is that a stem or a core stem?
It's sold for $410, but it's sold very, very late. Well, actually, 1st of July of 2009.
Well, I wouldn't consider that recent. We all know what's happened to the real estate market.
You want to remember, Mr. Kleinman, that we have to set a value as of January 1, 2011, and that takes 10 and 9 sales to do that. That way we cover the entire market.
That and the other 6 that I gave you, an average of men, again, I'm willing to accept whatever value that is, but I don't think it's fair to go back 18 months or close to 2 years. It's now July of 2011, 2 years, and take the highest number.
Mr. Kleinman, is it fair to ask if you did you go to the State Tax Commission with our other, I've sat on the board for 6 or 6.5 years. Now, this is my 7th BOE, I guess. Did you go to the State Tax Commission hearing on these last, in 2009? Because I thought I remembered your name.
Yes, I had a representative there for me. I live outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia. I coincidentally came back from Branson yesterday. I'm here in Virginia. I had somebody attend that representative for me.
Did they go to the State Tax Commission representing you?
Whatever level we had, yeah, I believe so. That was in Jefferson City.
Well, they actually supply a person to come here, but you may have went to Jeff City to a hearing. But what I was wondering is I was looking on this and trying to figure out. So we had on this one, I think, a 458, and that had went before the State Tax Commission, and they upheld our ruling.
No,
they didn't.
We had a higher value, and they took it down to the 459.
459. I'm sorry.
Yes.
They took it down to the 459.
Yeah, we had like a 485 or something, and they took it down to the
485. Okay. Well, I just remember this. I'm trying to put.
Yeah, I had a couple of other properties involved as well. I have, six, I think here, 5 or 6 properties. I'm well invested into Branson, and the property values and the taxes on the things that I have, or their investments are losing value. I mean, this is where we stay when we come to town on the landing.
If I break some of these other sales down, they break down to about $200 a square foot. From like 170 to 210, 220. But if you take a median around 200 a foot and apply it to your square footage, sir, we're way up in the $400,000 range by using the sales. Because the sales of some of these condos you furnished us and the ones I have here are of significant lesser square footage.
Well, more about square feet more than mine, the North 402.
We can't take one condominium sale and try to set value.
So tell me about that condo again.
Well, that one is the North building at 402. It's 2,243 square feet.
Okay.
Sold on August 31st of 2010. The sale price was $294,900. Now, I've already stated that if you want to add the sale prices of the 5 or 6 examples, the ones that I provided, and even add the 420 that you provided, divide by that number, whatever that comes out to, I haven't done the math on that, but if it would be 420,000, I can judge that. It would be something less than that. But they all were less than 400,000, with the exception of the one that Mr. Strahan just showed, and that was 2 years ago.
No, the 420 now sold in June of 2010, sir, just 6 months before appraisal date.
Year.
Yeah, 1 year, just like the one I gave. No, just like all six that I've provided, they're all 2010. April, May, July, August, and December of 2010.
James, for the balcony that wraps around, what does that add for those amenities?
We had some sell for $650.
Is that now?
A gentleman
in 2010?
A gentleman 11? From Bradleyville will give $575.
I don't know who that is, yeah.
I mean, these didn't sell in the $400,000 range other than these. And I would be wanting to pull the deed on this one that sold for $292 and see if it was a foreclosure sale instead of an arm's length transaction. With the sale of the 420 and the 357, I'm assuming that there has been a decline in value, but I don't think it's something that's as easy as taking one or two properties and saying, here, we're going to establish a value down there. I got a call from this spring on three different properties, and we did lower them about 15%, and the owners was satisfied with that value. But we're talking about people that, such as this property, that paid up in the $500,000 to $700,000, $600,000 range of these contracts.
You want to make it? Mr. Strahan, do you want to propose a value?
I proposed a value of $420 to this board, but.
All right. You're saying $420. Is it up to me to say yes or no?
Yes, before they vote on it, if they.
Well, what the assessor is recommending and what the board may do may be two different things. However, if there's an agreement between you and the assessor, then the board's going to move forward in that direction.
No, I'm trying to understand the process. So Mr. Strahan's recommended $420. It's possible that you could go lower or even higher, right?
That's correct. And I'm looking, you're on the sheet that you sent in.
Yes, sir.
You've attested the fact that you paid $489.9 for this property.
Yes.
And we're looking at the entire property down there and uniformly trying to establish values through there based upon the sales that individuals have submitted along with all the sales that the assessor has provided to us. So that is the process and procedure that we're going through right now. Had you all not started talking values at this time, I would have asked you to go on to your other properties. But if we want to establish this as a start point, or you two do, then I'm willing to propose that to the board. All of us can hear you, and we're all punching through currently on the computer what the different comparables are and looking at the other properties that currently are sitting there and what they're valued at. Are you in Alexandria, or are you?
You mean in Virginia? I'm in Fairfax.
You're in Fairfax.
Fairfax County, yeah.
You know Gerald Highland?
Yes.
He and I serve on a board together nationally. Good guy.
Really? Yeah. Well, we you know, this Fairfax County is no different than any other county. And no different than Taney County. We've had our appraisal issues here, but I will submit, though, that Fairfax County has, while being cash-strapped like every other, their process is a little bit more streamlined than yours.
I think...
He's a representative, so I know who he is. He's in the jurisdiction right next to mine.
Actually, he sits on your county commission there and represents the district. I hear you. Go ahead, Jeff.
My district is, I think, the Lorton District, or whatever they call it now, Laurel Hill. Yeah, I'm in the Springfield District.
Jeff?
Well, I was just, for the sake of just, I was wondering if we can just go ahead and move on down through some of these other properties.
Is that all right with you, gentlemen? Can we go ahead and move to your next properties? We'll come back to this property, sir.
Certainly.
Let me get my...
The next one's Branson Hills.
Your next property is at Branson Hills.
Okay.
Lot 60.
Yes. I think we...
What happened there? What, what was that property in, that you have? What's it valued at, appraised at, on the sheet that you have, sir?
What I have, it is, would have been about 78,000 from my printout off of the website.
When did you print it?
And did I print it?
Yes.
June 5th? June 6th.
All righty.
His total value, $78,000, assessed $14,820.
Now, give me just a second to pull, I got off of it, the map up. Didn't we set two values in Branson Hills already?
It is a golf course.
Yes. Yeah, and I believe he's right on
that. I thought that that was, that we in fact lowered, but that's what we established right there?
For Bell Fern.
Okay. All right, sir, we have gone through Branson Hills, and for golf front property, they were established at 78,000. That's where we're at with all the golf front properties. But you go ahead and let's discuss this.
Well, mine is not a golf front property.
I'm looking at the wrong lot then. Let me call it back up. Because that would certainly make a difference. What are we looking at down there, girls, if that's not a...
That's the lot number right for the parcel ID right there.
It backs up to the golf course, according to this map.
Yeah.
Lot 60, section 9.
Show me the description on that, ladies.
89, lot 60.
That's what we've got. But we've got a picture that it's on one side is the Pebble Beach Road, on the back side is the golf course.
Oh, there's a little pond back there, and then there, yeah, on the back side. Oh, you know, you consider that golf front?
Well, it borders the golf course, so yes, we do.
Okay, because it is in the back. Yeah, there is a part three back there, yeah. But there's trees. I mean, I don't, you know, I didn't consider that golf front. It's not like some of the lots where you look out your front window and you're looking.
You're looking at the golf course? Okay.
The only thing, Steve, is our average price. It appears that you paid golf course price for it because I have 12 sales in there, and the median actually is 82.5, but it's just real obvious on these sales where the they jump up in the $100,000 line when they touch the golf course in any way, form, or fashion, and. But this board has settled in at a value of $78,000 instead of the taking those to the $100,000 line that the sale. I mean, it's this one here doesn't get into rocket science. It's just obvious that the golf course outsells the other lots in Branson Hills.
Well, I have to admit that my comps don't tell me whether they're. You know, I only had two sales, and I think a lot of the sales that they make over there by HCW or whoever's running it now are not they're not available to the public, so to speak, because they're sort of in-house sales.
Well, I know they come to the assessor's office with we send out a questionnaire at every sale, and they come back to the assessor's office with these sales and signed by the buyer, not by the seller.
Yeah, the only thing that I would say with regard to this is that it went to, you know, the appraisal almost doubled last year. And, you know, they're having trouble. They can't sell lots. I mean, there's a ton of lots for sale. I know they almost went into foreclosure. They had to guarantee to the bank, Harvest Bank, provide several $1 million in guarantees so that they weren't foreclosed on the unsale lots. And, you know, my only position on this is what I've just said and the fact that it doubled from a year ago. And, you know, nothing but bad things have happened to these, you know, to lots in both Erin and Branson Creek. They've just gone down tremendously in value.
I've got a sale January 1, 2011. For a lot in Branson Hills for $75,000. I've seen these sales as you're reflecting, but not as many as and I understand the woes in Branson Hills, but the information I provided this board is 12 sales. It ain't one or two.
They've all been in that price range?
We've got a 50,000, 60,000, 60,000, 71, 74, 75, 90, 100, 100, 122, 130, 142.
How reasonable are those, like 130, 142?
I'm looking here now. The 142 was late in 09. The $130,000 lot sold September of 2010.
September when?
2010.
Yes.
63.
Well, you know, I can't show you anything but what I was able to obtain from three realtors dealing with in order to get comparables. I know that the situation today is dramatically different than it was in September of 2010. Things have only gotten worse. Even if you just go back to the beginning of January, forget the last 6 months, you know, nothing is going to sell out there for 100. My lot can't sell. If my lot could sell for 140,000, I'd probably sell it right now. I'd give it to you today. I just don't think that's possible.
Well, I think if you take into consideration the reflective value that I've presented to this board versus the sales, I believe we've done a tremendous job as this board has. I apologize for saying me on that board thing, but at seeing that there is a decline and showing a reflection of that decline in the values.
I won't take issue with this one. I have three properties that I'm really concerned about. I accept your logic on this. I'm not pleased, but I'll let that stand. I'm more concerned with my two condo hotel properties in Branson Land. Those are killing me. I'd rather spend the time talking about going back to the Branson Land and house and the promenade. So,
Mr. Kleiman, let me inform you that we're going to continue talking about these values even after we have our conversation, unless we come to individual agreements on any particular parcel. And you know the process as well. Once we make a decision, we will notify you on any of these properties within 5 days, and we'll also provide information on the State Tax Commission, how to contact them, and the process involved to appeal to them.
Right.
But if we could have you step down then to the next parcel, which is, where is that, Jeff? Branson Creek,
Branson
Iron Ridge,
Creek. Yeah.
Lot 30?
He's got two lots side by side.
Oh, well, let's talk about both. You have two lots side by side.
Yeah.
And I believe they're
I think this
both golf front.
They
We can't hear it.
In terms of values, you take them both at 75.2. Branson Hills is at 78. I can't imagine how Branson Creek would be at 75.2. But on a relative basis, I did present I couldn't find any sales that went back even a year and a half. What I did attach was one that is for sale for $49.9.
Stephen, we're substantially below what you paid for your lots in Iron Ridge, according.
I know that, and again, the only thing I there's two things I would say about that. The first being that the assessment's gone up. First of all, secondly, I don't see any validation for that. I mean, they haven't sold a lot. I went to the sales office. I mean, they're not even selling lots anymore. They're selling these, the three models that McMillan Company has built, taken over from Patch and Glen Patch, and they don't even sell the land. So, you know, there's for sale signs all over forever, and nobody's buying it. I had it to do all over again, I would not be in there.
James, this is what
I know that it's substantially less than I pay, which is shame on me. But I can't sell it for $75,000. It's just not going to happen.
You had it on in 2008 at $950,000.
Right.
In 2009, it took it to $14,290, and then they cut it down to
$26,000. Right.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
This is a BOE of 2009, and the reason you got your increase is when we put the, using your sales letters and others that came from out there, we established a value January 1, 2009, and our BOE made a motion to cut everything in half. The assessor increased, but in the process, they forgot to quarry out the lot values. So you actually paid on half value for 9 and 10. And this is just a correction process of trying to overturn that BOE. They don't like me to reference it as a mistake, but that's what I'll continue to reference it as.
Well, again, I suspect that you might have them as you did for the properties you might have some sales.
I don't have.
There's not many sales at in Iron Ridge. Anything that's out there that's trying to be moved is actually getting a house built on it to come up with their land value. I will tell you that. It is a depressed market, but I believe we have shown that from 09 to now of what you paid versus what we've got those lots on. We're showing probably a 50% or 40% decline in value.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Kleiman, from my perspective, we're going to come back to this property as well. You raised a valid point, at least with me, the values of property within Branson Creek compared to properties within Branson Hills. And knowing both subdivisions, we will come back to visit this and as a board, and we're going to have discussions on those political subdivisions, or not political subdivisions, but the subdivisions themselves. And let me take you to your next. There is the next one, isn't there?
Penthouse at the Landing.
And I'm being told this is a penthouse at the Landing?
Yes, it is.
Could you address that for us, sir?
Well, I freaked out.
Okay.
On June the 6th, shows an assessed value of $160,616, which I have to say is significantly overstated. This, as evidenced by comparables that I provided, beginning with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6th one down on the sheet. It's number 333952. Anything in the 200 where it says after the price 200, that's the penthouse, the Health and Convention Center. It's 200 South Sycamore Street. There's one that's sold for 79, and that is unit 1211 or room 1211. That was October of 2010. The next one sold for 82.5. That's 1119. Room 1119, and that was 12/17/2010. The next one is sold for 82.5. That's room 1134. That's sold 12/21/2010. Next one is unit 1032 on the 10th floor. That's sold for 92.5 on 12/21/2010. And on the next page, the last one that I have sold for $90,000, it's unit 940, and that sold January 7th of 2011, that was this year.
I would like to make a recommendation to this board to set the value of that property at $93,496. That's utilizing the 232-square-foot price we used in the promenades.
Did you base that on 612 or 633 as your base area, James?
Actually, 403.
I'm looking at different size.
What size is your unit?
It is, that's a good question. It's on your appraisal, it says it's 453 square feet. It's just a...
Have we got two of these? I'm sorry, guys. I may be looking at the wrong one.
It's BOE number 146. It's about...
Now, the first one's 403. The second one's the 350. I don't know how they get. I don't know the difference.
Yeah. We got two of them here.
And I'm not even sure mine's 403 square feet.
This shows 612. That's why I'm asking.
Shows what now, Ryan?
Am I looking at the wrong one?
Yes.
I am?
You're looking at the wrong one.
So, let me ask this question.
What are we looking at? That's we're looking nice at 109.
109, okay.
Let me ask this question. If we're going to apply the 232.
That's actually below what the realtors told me.
But if we're going to apply that to these two units.
Well, regard this one, I think.
Are they both, I mean, they're both penthouses, I guess.
Well, the one is on the boardwalk. The first one.
I'm not interested in that.
No, that's. I understand.
Because it'd be a lot higher than what we got.
Right.
Right. But this one that lays within the area that he's wanting to apply it to.
The 232.
The 232. Let's give him that price. Take his recommendation, or I'll make a motion to do so, and then move on.
Show me where I'm not finding that. Your number. What's the BOE number?
146.
Well, okay, I've got it. All right, here we go.
I'm
back
looking
here.
At it right there on the board.
I'm back to it then.
And the reason I make that
now
statement,
got from 403,
Jeff, is we're down to motel size room again. It's not really a condominium per se.
James, give me your recommendation, please.
$93,496.
Danny, did I understand you were going to make a motion on this particular property?
That's so moved.
Is there a second?
I will.
There's been a motion made and seconded to lower the value of BOE number 0146 to $93,496 as per assessor's recommendation. Discussion, board members? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Sir, at least on this one property thus far, it has gone from $166,16 to $93,496. Are you still there?
Oh,
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I heard that.
And if we could, I would like to, and by the way, we will notify you again in writing of any changes or any properties that don't change as far as that goes. We'll notify you ASAP. Back to the first property that we looked at, which
he's
was...
He's got one more.
Oh, he's got another? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, let's go to it.
I don't have a paper.
The OE number 203 is actually in your pile. It's before.
No, it is in the promenade.
It's already been lowered. I think.
I don't think so. Sir, what's the valuation that you show on that parcel of property?
June 6, $155,358.
That is already by board action been lowered to, at this point, $141,980. So let's start at that point, and if you'd like to discuss this, we'll let you move forward.
Okay, that's interesting because just as a point of reference. I did call Mr. Strahan's office. He was on vacation, and I spoke with Jimmy in
yes.
his office.
Yes, yes, sir.
And on the promenade, he said he had the authority, based on my discussion, to lower it, even though I was not satisfied with it. He said it would be lowered to $124,768. He said he was going to go ahead and make that change. He said he had the other items that we spoke about, he said he didn't have your authority to do anything with, but on the promenade, he felt that he could lower it to $124,768. So I thought our starting point was $124,768, but apparently that is not the case.
Well, the only thing that I could answer to you about that is that the board made an en masse set of appraisals regarding those properties, and this is what we had set it at. Now, as far as discussions previously, I'll have to turn to the assessor for those, because we hadn't been made aware of that.
Well, I'm perfectly, I mean, we could come back to that, but the appraisals that I provided.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, the sales that I provided are attached. They're all, I think, comparable units. One was priced at 120, 125, 115, and it sold 92, 85, and 94.5. So what I did was I took those in a month. Was divided by the number of properties, which was plus six, and came up with my fair market value of $104,250.
Was that the information provided by Mr. Obster? Obster?
Yes.
Right. We took his information here. And, of course, his information was provided to many, many of the condo owners, and we combined that with the information I got here to the board, and it came up to $232 a square foot on the median. Is that correct, Jeff? Ain't that what we did?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's where we've set every one of them at $232 on the base area, not counting the balconies.
Well, James, you need to have a conversation with Jim and see what has transpired there. Because
it would have been no difference other than if Jimmy found a comparable that showed it might be that, because we had no authority on that day.
Well, I'm certainly noting what you have told us, Mr. Kleiman, and we have all of your comparables here as well, and the note to discuss the $124,68, which you are seeking 104,250. We've previously set this, I think it was last week, at 141,980, but we will continue to look at this group of assessments.
So that's 144,980?
141,980.
141,918 is the number that I heard.
141,980, isn't that what you gentlemen told me? Yes.
980,
okay. Yes, sir.
Strahan has proposed.
Well, it's what this board has already agreed to. We set that in concert with Mr. Strahan last week.
Oh, okay.
We've been meeting since the beginning of July. We're meeting every 15 minutes with taxpayers all month.
I understand. I do have, now I know that this is not a comparable, but I do have an email from one of the Promenade owners that said that he made a decision to lower his unit from 160 to 109, and he's a Promenade owner, so it just seems that inconsistent with what you were just telling me.
That is consistent with 232 square foot. His he had a very small square footage involved if he got a 109. We just strictly took 232 times the base areas as per the plat.
Of all properties.
Of all properties in the promenade. And some did lower more than others based on the square footage.
Yeah, well, some of these are considerably larger than my unit. Some of them are one bedrooms.
Yes, and they got a higher price.
This is the studio?
No, his is up in the 600 foot range.
I'm looking,
said 600.
My lockout unit on a one bedroom suite, so it's just, I don't know what you call it. It just has two beds in it.
Well, we got one of yours at 403 feet and the other one at 612.
Can you click on that for me, girls?
You have mine listed at 612, but I don't even know if that's correct.
Okay, we can recheck the plat. Kenny, if you're listening, recheck the plat on this unit, please.
And again, what's the BOE number on that, James?
203.
Yeah. 203. Mr. Chair.
Yes, sir.
I think yesterday we established, because there was one mistake in footage, square footage, that we would check those out and that each unit, to be fair throughout the promenade, would be at 232, no matter what the size of the unit, no matter what was listed, that was the square footage times 232. I think it was in a motion yesterday after we went through the one with the mistake in it.
Sir, what Dan is stating is we're going through and we're checking the square footage of those different units, so we will apply to 232. If it's a less square footage than what we have, it will be lowered.
Okay. Thank you.
Is that because we need to move on with that run or make a decision on this one? Do you want to go ahead and, if he's acceptable to that, we don't make the same motion as well, where apply it as yesterday?
I think that we have to hold that to make sure on the square footage, Dan. I know that you're just, we've already made the motion to set the square footage, so that's already done for the property.
Yeah.
It's just we want to make sure that it's correct so that we establish the right value to it. I'd like to go back to the very first property, sir.
Yes.
Which is the one at the boardwalk. And, okay, thank you. I've also been cautioned. I'm now 45 minutes behind, so I apologize for rushing you a bit. And if, in fact, we don't get finished, I will find a time for us to talk again, sir.
All right. I would just say, that you did call me, trying to answer at 10 o'clock. So.
Yes, we did.
We got started.
After 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm in the east. I'm sorry. You're right.
You guys are always ahead of us.
That's only when I'm here. When I'm there, I'm just like you guys.
Yeah, there you are. In looking at these sales, James, and hitting the average of what the sales are.
Well, they're all over the board.
All over?
Yeah.
Well, before you were to make a drastic move on some of those prices that's showing 50% value, you better be checking the deeds and make sure they're arm's length transactions and not foreclosures and other things that's occurring down there.
Yeah, I'm not factoring in any of the averages from the smaller price sales. I'm only taking the higher sales and averaging them.
Well, if you dock that, I can go check the deed on the 292 to make sure that it's in line. To say that 2010 value of that condo was set by this Board of Equalization for $459,900, and then we're going to decide to look at an extremely lesser value than that over the January 1 turnover date, 2010 value is the value of that condo this board should be looking at.
Okay.
Because we're just one day, December 31st to January 1st, and we don't use, we're referencing 2011 sales in this Board of Equalizations. But to determine the value as of January 1, 2011, we're to use 2010 values.
Those are the only ones that I presented to you were 2010 sales. The only ones I had available to me.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I would recommend that we apply this to our work session later in the day, or as we can get to these. We're going to have several of these before the day is over, and as we go through our work session at the end of the day and establish value, that we contact him with the results.
James, on this particular parcel of property, your recommendation to this board was?
$420,000.
Sir, we're going to revisit this when we get caught up. Currently, the assessor's recommendation is at $420,000. My wager is it will be no higher than that, and it may be lower, and we're going to contact you again within 5 days of making the decision.
Okay.
On every piece of property that you have here.
That'll be through in writing through the mail. When you
it'll be in writing through the mail, and we'll also include all information regarding Missouri State Tax Commission and that procedure.
I understand that. Thank you.
I appreciate very much your time this morning and all the information that you have provided us.
I want to say that I appreciate your time, a former Department of Defense. Office of the Secretary of Defense employee for going on 40 years. And I know, and I've been involved in Fairfax County, as you could probably tell, and I've been involved in this process before. I am I did real estate policy for the Department of Defense, so I understand how difficult it is, particularly in the last 3 or 4 years. And I know what the county needs, and I know what the county is looking for in terms of revenue to keep it operating. And I appreciate you listening to what I have to say and considering my views on this. I want to thank you all very much. You have a very hard job to do.
Sir, thank you very much for your time.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Fast Joe Douglas? Is that a business?
No, Douglas.
That's his last name? Fast. Joe Douglas Fast. Okay. I'm just reading it as it was down here. It says Fast Joe Douglas. And the number is 335. Okay.
Does he go by the nickname Speedy?
I'm not going to acknowledge that, but it was pretty funny. Yes, sir. This is Ron Houseman at the Taney County Board of Equalization. I apologize for calling you later than we had scheduled, but
we
have been pretty busy. Plus, we had County Commission early, which drug into our time frame. I have you on speakerphone, sir, with the Board of Equalization, and we are looking at, is it one property, gentlemen?
That's correct.
Legacy at Thousand Hills Condos?
Yes, Building 12, unit 1, my personal residence.
Building 12, Unit 1, your personal residence.
And my understanding, from what I could figure out, that it was that you had it valued at about 156, is that correct?
That is correct.
Yes. Yeah, 156,005.
Okay. And the only reason I did that is, there's one right next door, and I don't know how you evaluate this. The people right next door that paid 140 for one. Just exactly like it.
This one.
And it's a four bedroom up to three that has 100 more square foot valued at 140 also.
Can you move that up to where it says his? Sir?
Yes?
I see you have your fair market value listed on your application at 140, and you give 140. Is that saying that you would accept 140?
Yes.
And you're telling about your comparatives, which is the one next door sold for 140 also?
That is correct. Of which I think I faxed those over to you guys.
Right. James, do you see anything that would change if he has two 140s and he wants 140 and he give 140 that would keep this board from making that?
No, I do not.
I'm going to make a motion that we accept the 140 that this gentleman has placed in his application as value to his property. And I don't have the BOE number here.
It is 0256. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Nathan? The motion is made and seconded to lower BOE number 0256 to $140,000 even. Discussion?
I have one question.
Yes, sir.
You said you did pay 140 for this?
Sir, he's asking you. Go ahead.
You have down that you purchased this for 140?
No, I had down that I thought it was worth 140.
Well, he has on his purchase price 140 also.
Well, I must have misspoke on that or made a mistake. I bought it about 10 years ago for quite a bit more.
All right.
That was his neighbor's purchase price.
Right.
Okay.
But he had it in here, so.
Yes.
149, no with him. Is it a?
Motion has been made and seconded to lower the value of this property to $140,000. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Sir, you'll receive notification of that within the next few days.
Thank you.
You're quite welcome. Thank you very much for your time. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Next.
Sorry about that, Ron, but I just take what they write down and apply it.
I looked at the same thing, Dan. Are we calling Richard Gordon?
I think so.
And, okay. Man, help me with that
fast
number.
Is it?
Yes?
833?
1830?
Looking forward to King Edward. I've always appreciated royalty.
Please enter your account code.
Is that right next door to the last one we done? I think it showed it right next door to this one. It looked like it anyway on the map.
It's explanation of the 232 is all it takes care of.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. Gordon?
Yes, it is.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I apologize for being a bit late on our call. We have been busy. You have submitted to us an appeal regarding a parcel of property that's in the Branson Hills development?
Yes.
And if you are ready to talk about that, we are ready to hear what you have to say.
Okay.
What?
Well, we'd like to lower our taxes if we could,
sir,
because the property has deteriorated physically, but also with the economy and everything, I think we deserve some consideration.
What's it gone to?
We bought this property for $100,000, and it was full of trees. And
Mr. Gordon, let me ask you a quick question. On the sheet that you have, what is this property valued at that we sent you? It will tell you what it's appraised at.
Oh, what was that again?
It's valued now at $61,000 is what we're trying to get.
Can one of you tell me what it was before that decision?
Before that? Yeah, well, let's see.
It doesn't.
Previous assessed value in 2010, it was assessed at $10,300.
Okay, sir. Sir.
Yes.
What that would mean is that your property was appraised at $78,000. Let me tell you that the board has already made the decision to move that back to $61,000 instead of $78,000.
I want to ask you, if a person has bought a lot in the middle of the forest like that, full of trees, and all the property around are full of trees, and if you take every tree off that property, does it lower the value?
Are you clearing it for residents?
No, we don't plan on a residence. Just there's no trees on it at this point, and therefore we feel that the value has diminished immensely.
It's on Beth Court, Page Court off of Pinehurst and Branson Hills, and it's with a cul-de-sac, and the property was completely denuded
of all trees.
Was it that way when you purchased it, or did it happen after you purchased it?
It happened after we purchased it.
I make a motion to this board to lower the value of that property to $48,000.
Who would have cut their trees?
Do you actually think that it's worth that amount? I mean, it's not worth anything to us. After we purchased the property, had an appraisal done on it by the bank, and also had pictures, then HCW came along, and next thing you know, there isn't a tree on our property.
Whoa, wait a minute. You purchased a parcel of property and they cut the trees?
That's what we claim, because we did not cut the trees. They showed us property with trees on it. That's the only reason we bought it. Our son bought the property three doors down from ours, three lots from ours, and it's still full of trees, yet HCW claimed that we bought it without any trees, but they switched on us. Either they cut them down after, which we can't prove, cut them down after we bought it, or they showed us a piece of property, because the real estate agent showed us a property. My son saw the property, and we have two friends who were with us, and they saw the property, and then the next thing you know, it all has beautiful trees. The appraiser from the bank took pictures, and it has trees. And yet now they're claiming that we bought it that way. We don't want the property, and we don't want to pay the taxes on it denuded. We won't ever, ever, ever build on that property. And we can't sell it. No one would want to buy it. There's not one tree on our property. Yeah, it looks like a landing strip for a 747. Have you seen any of the properties up there when you go to evaluate, or you just go by comps?
We haven't seen any up there with a 757 on them. I'm sorry, I don't mean to make light of it, but
yeah, that's Page Court, and look at this particular piece of property there. It's it's not worth a dime.
What did
we
the
shouldn't
bank,
have to pay any taxes.
For,
the county should be paying us taxes because it doesn't have any trees on it. We hate that piece of property.
Ma'am, you said there was an appraisal on the parcel of property?
Yeah, the appraisal when we purchased the property from the bank.
What value did...
Ozark Bank, when we purchased it for the $100,000, they sent someone out and took pictures, and it has trees on it. The next thing you know, that's why we purchased the property, because it had all these lovely trees in your lovely county, but there's not a tree on it now.
Have you talked to council?
We have an attorney, Mr. Gail Frederick, on it right now, but ACW is such big liars that they keep bringing up all these people lying and saying that it was, the trees were off before we bought it, but it's costing us so much money to sue them that at this point we can't afford it anymore.
And did you?
We're going to walk away from that piece of property strictly because it's not worth anything to us. We can't afford to continue suing these jerks.
Did you say that when you got the appraisal, they also included a picture of the lot with that?
Yes.
Have you given that to the attorney as well?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
He said that he talked to the appraiser, you know, how they, what they call it? And that it's a lady from Ozark Mountain Bank, and that she took the pictures, but she can't remember whether or not it had trees on it. If you took a picture in the middle of the forest and every lot had trees on it, and your picture happened to have trees on it that you took, how can you say you don't remember how many trees were on the property when it was densely forested? We're so upset about this whole thing, sir.
I understand.
How we found out after we bought the property, then we went there to look up the contractor so we could start building, because our son has a piece of property 3 doors down, and we wanted to start building our retirement home, and found this, our lot without any trees. This is the year after we bought it, and we've been fighting with them ever since, so we can't afford to keep the property. We're walking away from it. The bike it out of that, but we, meanwhile, until this all settles, we need to get the tax lowered on it, you know, because we just can't, I mean, that's ridiculous for this empty piece of property to be taxed.
Well, we're going to talk about this specific piece of property, and we will make a decision and send that to you in writing, hopefully within the next 5 days. We're going to take everything you said into consideration, and I've made some awfully good notes here on what you have brought to our attention. You have a second piece of property also, do you not?
We have the Branson Landing. Which is another fiasco because we weren't told when we bought the property it was supposed to be an investment, and we're upside down in that. They just overhead it like this supposed to, and it's not worth. Is a negative cash flow, and we can't sell it because of the contract on it. You know, nobody wants to buy it or something like that.
Let me just say something about Branson Landing. The fees and the management expenses and everything make it a very terrible, difficult, negative cash flow. Our income from that property is less than $10,000for the year. That's a yearly.
Before we learned.
And it's about, we get little checks. Last check from Branson Landing for 3 months rentals was about $400. And they're making up to $25,000 or $30,000 in maintenance fees, and then we have your taxes, close to $2,000, and the homeowner's dues close to $2,000, and you can see how negative Branson Landing is. And I think you have some comps We have some, too, and some of these properties have really gone down in sale price.
Well, what we have gone through, we have looked at all those properties. We've talked to a number of property owners down there. And I think that your particular condo was valued at $208,000. And we've lowered that to $167,032. We've looked at the comparables that an individual by the name of Obester has sent us. And he has represented a number of the property owners. And we've included a number of sales that have occurred there that were not in his findings, but that we have copies of, that have been attested to by affidavit to those who have purchased property there. And the number that we came up with was $232 a square foot. And when applying that to your property, we come to a value of $167,032. Could you check that for me, 720 times that 232? So that one we have already made an adjustment on.
Is that in the promenade?
Yes.
Well, even although it's taken into account that the property is hard to sell those properties because nobody wants to get mixed up with HCW, the biggest crooks in town. We love Branson, and we're just disappointed that they've ruined our property up there. We can't build on it, don't want to build on it, don't want to have anything to do with them. And now the Landing's another beautiful area, beautiful place, and there's another scam going on with that. Do you take that into effect when you appraise these lots and properties?
Well, we know...
And the negative cash value that...
Yeah, no, because of the negative cash value, we can't sell the property. Who wants to buy something that they can't make money off of? Just like us. We're not making a dime off of it. We're in the hole every year. And we bought it as an investment. Excuse me.
Gentlemen, do you have any questions of these folks that we could ask? The Gordons?
No, I think they've explained it.
Anything, Nathan?
No, sir.
Go ahead.
You're getting a little static.
We will continue. Well, I was talking to the other board members, and I probably turned away from this directional phone that we have. That's my fault. We will continue to look at these properties, and we will notify you just in the very next few days with what we've done. What we will also do is include instructions on how to contact the Missouri State Tax Commission, who has final say in all values with properties within the state of Missouri, and their website and their contact information, because you will have the ability, if you're not happy with what we have done with the values, to appeal that to the State Tax Commission. And it really is a very simple process.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
I thank you all.
Thank you for your consideration. We appreciate your help.
I am so sorry for all your troubles. We thank you so much for your time.
Will you be able to look at that lot, or do we have to go somewhere else, some other avenue to get that lot looked at? The one where they cut all our trees down.
Well, I mean, ma'am, I can go look at it and see if there's trees on it, but I can't really get involved in a civil matter other than to establish value as the BOE. So that's the perspective we will take.
Well, that'll be fine with us. We appreciate that very much, because they're just really the beautiful, beautiful lot in the middle of a beautiful community. It's a golf course community, and we were looking forward to building our home. My husband's mom and dad lived in Missouri, and when they passed away, that's why we bought that lot up there, so we could build our home there. But now we have such a bad taste in our mouth for HCW that we can't build on it. We don't have anything to do with them. So anyway, hopefully we can get this resolved, and we appreciate your help. How's the weather there?
It is hot. I think it's supposed to...
Well, we like hot. Believe me, we live in Southern California, and we're on our way tomorrow to go to Florida, so we like hot.
Well, we're supposed to get all the way down to 98 today.
Oh, no, not that well. Well,
so it might be
air conditioning's all about, right?
Yeah, it might be a little chilly for you here.
yeah, well, it is a beautiful, beautiful town.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, and thank you. Thank the board. Bye-bye.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What have you got there for me, sir?
Well, look, tell me, you see this road pattern here?
I see that, sir.
Looks like this.
Yeah.
And then this would be... this road pattern over here. Look at that naked lot right where theirs looks like it could be.
Yeah, that's it. Why did they do that? One? What's below them, I wonder?
I don't know. But
Branson Hills here last week that said he wanted a lower rate because he had a
all
lot
the way across.
Right
see
next
what they
to
done?
Him that was completely cleared off.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
I wonder if that was their son. Because did they say...
Somebody built a house and then up here they...
Could have been.
Took everything off. Oh, they've gone all the way through the other lot. What's the deal?
I don't know.
It makes me put a golf hole there, and they didn't, or what?
But it stopped right there.
Yeah.
They had some intent.
Yeah, they just...
Well, I mean, after.
Yeah.
The body.
I don't know what they've done.
They're right there.
May need some topsoil.
You want to look at it? It's bald as a cue ball right there.
Wow. Got that one down.
Yeah.
That's still not number one.
Is that the cue ball you knocked that?
Guys, do you want to address the particular value of that lot that is unlike any other lot? Can you scan out? Nothing except, that's the only one.
Did you not read what your county clerk presented you with yesterday? Don't you understand?
Did you want my written comments and answer to that right now, or did you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
It's up to the board when there's something like this occurred.
If
I've not seen anything
lot,
like this.
I don't understand. There's a... On the flat map, it shows a lot behind her, back in here. And it's been cleaned out, too. And it's almost like somebody has... put that across for utility easement. I don't know how to get rid of this.
Well, can an on-site visit by somebody before we make a decision?
Well, they can do an aerial out of the same aerial he can do out of our mapping office.
I believe. How new is your aerial? Can you?
Our aerial that we're sent up here is an 06, but our new one is whatever you're looking at there.
I disagree. You can do the one. This would have been last summer, late last fall.
Right.
Okay. Maybe more recent than that.
We have to go to Google Earth and get on that.
That's what I'm on.
Yeah.
What's...
Is that way out of craziness to put that on? Don't you bring it up last?
I've got quiet.
They put down $20,000 on their form, so I'm not objectable to that. Since it's tied up in a lawsuit, it's not going to be able to clear title. It's going to have a clouded title for years. So it is a distressed lot.
Let's put it on at 20.
Or not 10 or 5. But that's really not sitting on view or some different.
So you didn't read your letter from yesterday.
Is that Mr. Gordon?
Yes, sir.
No, that is Fast Gordon.
No. Richard Gordon.
So we had two to consider, and we already did the one and used the 232 on it. And so we're still behind. We need to move on.
Well, let's talk about the 9:45 time frame second. What would be the proper motion to
apply the 232 factor.
On the 0202?
On, yes.
Yeah.
0202, would that be right, Dan?
Yeah.
Can I have a motion for that?
To apply what we, to apply the 332?
232.
Yeah, 232.
Factor.
To apply the 232 tax that we have previously used for the
promenade.
No, I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to apply the 232 factor for the promenade to BOE number 0202. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carries.
Give a recommendation on 182 to take it to the $20,000 recommended by the buyer until we can hit a new reassessment with it or we see new construction on it.
I would accept a motion, gentlemen, to lower BOE number 0182 to $20,000.
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower BOE number 0182 to 20,000. Is there any discussion?
There needs to be a term posted with that motion for reasons of such a low value in an area. I don't know whether you would put...
How about because it is a distressed lot?
Distressed sale. Distressed
I wouldn't
lot.
Put sale. I'd no. put
distressed lot.
Lot. Whatever term you want to use on that, and that, but so that we can reference back to it.
Does the maker of the motion and the second, will you allow that to be amended to add the words because it is a distressed lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Parcel number 0182, there's been a motion made to lower it to $20,000 because it is a distressed lot. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed nay. Motion carries. I would like one of you girls, if you would, for me, please, to call the Browns and tell them about that particular piece of property.
The Gordons?
The Gordons, I'm sorry. I'm going to move on to the next.
Could I?
Yes, sir.
A quick second.
Yes, sir.
Kenny has refigured the parcel 22423R number. And there is a mistake on the platted size. It's not the 403, but it's 436.
I haven't found this property yet.
Right at the top of the sheet, the last sheet we're working on.
Page 1 or page 2?
Page 2 at the very top.
Number is 0203?
Yes.
Okay.
We would make a motion to put this lot up based on the 232 and the corrected footage to 101. 152.
So moved on recommendation of the assessors.
And correction of
footage. And correction of square footage.
I'll second.
Ho, ho, ho. Regarding BOE number 0203, there's been a motion made to lower the value to 101,152 per assessor's recommendation with correction of square footage. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. This next parcel is...
The promenade, and you're going to have major issues with it because...
Major issues.
Major issues.
Plenty of time this morning.
When you see the purchase price versus what we have it based on the 232 for.
Let's see here. I'm showing, okay, so it's one of the larger.
And he's purchased it for one of the lower.
And is that the figure that I'm seeing in front of me that the valuation comes out to when you base the 232?
Yes, sir.
Is that the figure that he has in front of him, or has that already been lowered?
I don't know. I don't know that. Let me make
What's
sure.
the value you show over there, Christy?
He is at 83,640.
Okay, 83,640 is considerably larger than, or higher than where we've gone to, which is 69,340.
That's a long
261,370.
What is he requesting?
$95,000.
You betcha.
Was this a...
Kenny, could you go look on this?
What would you say his last, best shot at what his last name is for me?
8833122.513. And see if that last deed's a trustee's deed, please.
He signed his letter, Antonius Hong Sing Tan.
Do you have a phone number for me, for him? 610-965-4566. That didn't go anywhere.
Oh.
He didn't buy those for $94.5.
I'll bet not.
I don't think so.
When did he buy this,
Jim? Please enter your account code.
In his letter, it says there was a unit sold for $94.5 in December.
Yes, is this Mr. Tan? This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes.
I apologize for being a bit late on our scheduled call.
I have nothing to do.
We are looking at a parcel of property that you have appealed the valuation on at the promenade at the Branson Landing.
Yes.
And that valuation, I think, when it went out to you on the assessment notice, was it $83,000? Wait, I'm reading that wrong. That would have been assessed. What would have been the appraised value? Will one of you divide 83,640 for me? 261, what was it, sir?
261,375.
Okay. We have gone through the promenade and we've looked at all the parcels because we've had a number of people, obviously, that have appealed these particular valuations. We had one individual by the name of Obester who has sent a lot of comparables out to individuals. We have all of those.
Yeah.
The county assessor has taken all of the comparables that Obester had, combined them with the comparables that he didn't include that we have here in the courthouse that have been turned into the county. And we came up with a figure a little higher than what we've utilized, but we utilized a figure of 232 per square foot on these condominiums. We've applied that value, and that brings the value of the parcel that you're involved with down to 216,688.
216,688.
Which really is about 45,000, 46,000. Or is it 56? No, 45. About 45, 46,000 less than the notice that we sent to you. But we're here to have and to take any comments that you have. You're on speakerphone, and all the board members can hear you.
Yes. I have asked Elaine Hazelwood from Carol Jones Realtors. I think I sent the information there.
Yep.
She went to my unit, and she looked and compared that. She was suggesting if I want to sell in the current market, he suggested to ask for $138,133 because there are no buyers right now.
Tell me again what her suggestion was.
The suggestion was to ask for $138,133.
Okay.
And also I checked with another realtor. It is from the Charlie Gergen realtor. He said because of the slow market, especially in the rental unit, the price is very low right now because of the absence of really buyers.
We're listening to you. We're also scrolling through the comparables and all the information that you've provided us.
Yeah.
So that's, if you hear us being quiet, it's because we're looking at this and comparing it to other properties.
Yeah, sure.
Again, we have already gone through this, but I'm going to, James, do you have anything specific you want to address on this parcel?
Did we ask, what did you pay for this back in 2007?
$264,900. That was at the high peak in 2007.
Gentlemen, we'd have a hard time varying from what we've established in these units of 232. Per square foot.
Must have got off on the I did. Does any board member have any question of Mr. Tan regarding this particular piece of property?
No,
I do not.
James, any further comments from the assessor's office?
No, sir.
Sir, currently what the board has done, again, is established that value at the $216,688 using the same factor for all properties. We'll continue to discuss these properties, but within 5 days of a final decision, we will send you the decision of this board in writing, and we will also give to you the information needed should you wish to appeal the decision of this board to the Missouri State Tax Commission, which is really a very simple process if you choose to do that.
Okay, thank you.
And we thank you for your time, sir.
Motion to apply the 232, which brings the value to, moved it on me, 216,688.
No, am I looking wrong? Yeah.
216,688.
Is there a second?
I second.
Motion's been made to apply the $232 factor established for the promenade, which brings the value of this property to $216,688. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Is this one that's owned by... No, Shirt Living Trust. That is, does it have somebody's individual name? Craig what?
Shirk.
Is this our 10:30?
10:15.
And do we have a phone number?
4-3-6-7-0-4-2-8-4. And the number you see on your computer, the 198. Is the 32 already applied?
Get it. What I need to know is what was it ahead of time?
Don't have that number.
$238.75
Boy, that first one this morning was a time burner, wasn't it?
Please enter your account code.
Hello?
Yes, I was calling for Mr. Shirk. Linda, I need to know how you knew who this was. I'm just kidding.
I have an amazing thing called caller ID.
Well, this is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and I have you on speakerphone, and therefore the entire board can hear you. We're all here, and we are ready to listen to what you have to say about this parcel of property. However, before you begin, let me tell you this. The board, over the course of the last few days, in talking with different property owners and with an individual who had submitted a number of comparables by the name of Obester, through a number of property owners, combined with a list of comparables that he did not submit to the property owners, we have put those two together because we have a number of properties that were not contained within that. So we have the full list here. Arrived at a value for the promenade of $232 per square foot. So what we did was took each of the properties within the promenade, multiplied that square footage, not the adjusted area, but the base area, times that 232 to come up with a valuation. So the beginning figure I think that you had was $238.75 on the property. Well, it's already been lowered to $198,591. So let's start at that point before we begin our discussion, just so that you know it's already dropped a little over $32,000.
Okay. The compelling reason that we have found why the value of our unit, which is in the main building, it's the north building, unit 204 on the second floor. There is a neighboring unit, which is in 210, same floor, same view, identical floor plan, identical everything. I went on the MLS website and looked at the photographs, and the only difference, I would say, is ours from the terrace. We have an obstructed view from the Hilton canopy. That's all you really see is the Hilton canopy where people drive up. So all in all, that is apples to apples, with us maybe having a little bruised apple with our view. And that unit sold recently. It sold in February, which is less than 6 months ago. and the sales price was $94,500.
Was that a bank sale or distress sale?
No.
Mr. Chair, are we going to, because I don't want to vary away from the 232 that we figured for everybody else, but I would give them some kind of a break for the obsolescence of the
canopy
on the view, which would is not for square footage in the floor plan, but with their view.
Can you hear what that board member is saying? He's a long way from the phone.
Yes. No, I hear it.
Okay. The just again, and I apologize for being redundant, we have taken all those sales and the assessor has utilized them in making his recommendations to us for the values that have been set. However, Dan, what do you have in mind for what you had suggested?
I don't know. That's what I'm looking for the board to do. I just wanted to make it clear that we, to be fair with all the other, as we have taken this 94 sales that she is talking about and into consideration with a total and added and come up with the median of the sales. But I would take into consideration, and I don't know what to, I'm looking for, seeking for someone to give me some dollars on what they think that might be worth.
You said you had a partially obstructed view of the...
Well, you look outside the terrace and it adjoins the canopy. So, I mean, if you look up in the upper 2 or 3 feet, you can see beyond it. It's not on the river side or the lake side. I think that does devalue the property.
I don't know. Are you thinking 10 to...
We're shuffling through all comparables and looking at everything that we've got. That's why we're slow to respond.
I'd turn to someone else for advice on this, but are you thinking $10,000 to $20,000 on the appraised value? Watch, I don't know how that, you'd have to figure that on the assess.
James, did he bring something regarding this piece of property or something else?
It's a promenade, but it's going to an individual that needs a fax on it.
I would consider that in the appraised value. What was it? We have it down here at...
the appraised...
198,591.
I would consider 185. I would make that into a motion because of obsolescence on the view of the canopy.
Gentlemen, Dan has made a motion to establish at 185 due to the obsolescence of the canopy that she has as a view outside of her window. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded. Before I open that up for discussion, let me tell you, did you say it was Linda?
Yes.
That when the board makes a decision, we're going to send that to you in writing within just a very few days. We'll also send along information regarding how to contact the Missouri State Tax Commission if you wish to further appeal this through the process. The Missouri State Tax Commission has the final word on valuations within the state of Missouri. And the process is really quite simple.
Okay.
The Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Nay. Motion carries. The property that we're going to send you the valuation in the mail will be set at $185,000.
Okay.
And again, you will have the ability to appeal that to the State Tax Commission.
Okay.
And we thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Did you girls get the information on that last motion? And what is the Rabazas? What do we have there? Is that the same thing?
This is actually a penthouse.
Okay. 1381. That's one of the bigger ones, right? Mm-hmm. And that's already been lowered?
Well, I think James went with 232 on the last penthouse, didn't he? I believe.
I can't remember.
Yes.
Did he go down on that?
The only thing that he has been different on is over at, on the boardwalk.
Yeah. Well, let's look at this penthouse, see what location was. So.
Way higher?
Yeah, you do it at 232, come to 320.
I'm not understanding the valuation of this particular lot before we call.
Okay, but there it is. It's in the middle, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you put the 232 on, it'd be 80,000 higher.
Has it been, is it one of them that was set, one that was set close to?
Can you girls tell me what that value, that's over in the, no. Is that the property there?
Yeah.
What am I looking at?
That's in the...
Branson Hills there, isn't it?
No, that's in that penthouse, in the big...
In the hotel?
Hotel. Can you zoom out? One more time.
Well, now what we configured, the 232 was over in the promenade.
Yeah.
Have we done this in the, is it the same in the hotel?
This is the last penthouse we did, James recommended, set in 232. That's.
Was it in this building?
Yes.
Can you girls tell me what valuation went out to the property owner in the. So there's no change in what we're looking at here.
242,344.
Price. Okay. Is that the one that we went through all the comparables on earlier today?
That was on the boardwalk.
Okay.
He said he purchased this for $449,900 in 2006.
That has been a BOE decision, and so I don't know what they're coming back with now. That's a BOE decision in 2009 to lower it to that 258 or whatever it is on.
Did it go to the state tax commissioner, can you tell?
I can't tell.
I guess that'd be a question to ask. I don't know how to hardly present that to them. If they did appeal?
137.076 in the Missouri State Statute reads as follows. In establishing the value of a parcel of real property for the county assessor shall consider previous decisions of the County Board of Equalization, the State Tax Commission, and the Court of Competent Jurisdiction that affected the value of such parcel. And there's another place, and I will find it, that
says unless you have powerful persuasive evidence.
Yeah, I've read that.
Can't be changed.
Is there something that prompted you to go look that up? Or?
The county clerk asked me to look things up like that and to make an expression to this board on what they say.
Is that in your direction for today?
That is no fault of mine.
All right, James, if you'll look at this property for me, the penthouse condominium that we're getting ready to pull up for Dionisio Rabaza.
Yes.
We have a value placed on this of $242,343.
And
this is in, it's a penthouse condominium, and I guess the
and
hill.
This is basically the true penthouse of the penthouses. This is the 1381 square foot. It's not a standard room, basically.
But if you apply your what we used over on the promenade, 232, you're going to shoot it up by another 80,000.
I would assume that we are right on the value of this condominium.
So I call it. We're ready. And ladies, do we have a phone number? 870.
You girls know if Donna flew out on Branson.
I believe so.
Please enter your account code.
She go to Oregon?
Yeah.
What for?
Mr. Rabaza?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and we're calling regarding an appeal you made regarding a parcel of property in Branson.
Yes.
Are you at a point where you could talk with us about that parcel?
Yes.
If I am not mistaken, this is one of the penthouse condominiums down at the Hilton.
Yes.
On the landing. And we are ready to hear whatever it is you have to say about this parcel. We also, let me tell you that you're on speakerphone. The board members here can hear you, and you will be able to hear them. We have your property assessment card in front of us and any comments that you have sent in.
Okay.
So if you would like to begin, we are ready to listen.
Well, in my opinion, I'm overtaxed because I cannot sell that property for $200,000. That's less than half of what I paid. And if you people think it's worth more, well, I'm welcome to take the offer. I'll take $200,000. Any of you can buy it. I take an offer of $250,000. How do you like that?
Well, I don't like it, and I'm saddened that the market is to that point, to be honest with you. And I hope that it comes back in value. What we have done is, through the assessor's office, accept the valuations on a uniform basis for all the properties that are down there. And the value that that is currently established at, James, correct me if I'm wrong, if I've got the right parcel up here, is $242,343.
If I may say,
yes.
One unit next to mine sold, when I was there maybe 2 months ago.
Yes, sir.
For $135,000.
They
paid $449,900 for that property. That's what it sold for. And you can look at your records.
That
property is costing everybody money. I'm in touch with other owners. Everybody's losing money. I'm going to tell you, we have no mortgage on that property. And in 3 years, after taxes, I made $2,000 on $449,000 investment. And then I'm being taxed far more than what I make. Far, far more. Something is drastically wrong here.
Just for your information and edification, sir, we are listening. We're also going through properties there at the same time and working our computers, just so you know that. Now, the property comparable that you have just given me, is that one that has the same base area as your unit, the 1,381 square feet?
The same square feet.
Okay.
Actually, it's next to mine.
Mr. Rebeza, is this the same property as you appealed in 2009?
Same property.
Was the value set by the BOE, or did you take that on to the state at the time?
That part, I don't know who set the value.
Was there a state hearing officer involved?
No. We sent the check at the protest, and we did it by mail, and of course, we lost. That year, I paid $6,167, which is absolutely insane. This is like a legal robbery. Taking our wallets and taking our money, whether we like it or not. I would hardly call that democratic. It's very dictatorial. Actually, it's a complete ripoff.
When you said, made a statement there that you lost that appeal.
Well, everybody lost. What we did, we sent the payment because we have to.
No, wait, sir, just a minute. I think what he's asking was there was a valuation that was established, and I think it looks like that valuation was lowered at that time. That's what he's referring to. Now, his question was it lowered because of the Board of Equalization from 2 years ago, or was it the state that did that? And he's working through his files to see if he can find.
Right, because the taxes I'm coming up with that you should have paid based on this new evaluation that we've come up with was $3,877.
Well, last year, we paid, I think, I'm not 100% sure right now, but I think it was 3,800 something.
Yeah, that's what it should have been.
Or was it 4,000 something?
Yeah. But yeah, now the
4,800.
Maybe he's talking about an assessment or something. I don't know.
No. But
no, I think it's 4,000 something.
You did. You paid just right at $4,000, just a slightly over. But you're talking about what's confusing me a little bit is trying to come up with the number where you paid $6,000.
The first year we paid $6,167. I think it was. This is the bill I got from the tax office.
Okay, so the they've actually dropped your assessment close to 60%.
60%? How?
To a 60% level.
He's referring to that first year that you paid taxes to the years following, I guess.
It's actually 66 2/3 off of close to the value versus your tax bill.
Well, if I paid last year, now down, I don't have the figures in front of me.
Be down a third if you drop from 6 to 4.
It'd be at 66 2/3 is
of what it was.
That's what it was. And then we've dropped it even further this year to reflect the tax bill of about $3,700, $3,800. So in the marketplace here in Taney County, at the assessor's office, we are showing a reflection that we know that values are dropping if you take the numbers.
But how do you figure that it dropped 60%? If the first year I paid 6,100 and something.
Yes.
And the second year I think it was 4,800.
That's 2/3. That's 66 2/3%. That's 4/6. So now you'll be paying even less than that. You're basically paying about 60% now compared to what you paid the first year, which is reflective of a downward trend in the market.
I'm sure you have the figures there, what I paid. What was the last year? I don't have the numbers with me. What was the last year that I paid?
I'm not the collector's office. We're just calculating it based on your evaluation.
She wants somebody from the assessor.
Right.
I think what this...
Last year I almost paid 4,800 and something. Almost 4,009. Almost.
As we look through the numbers and everything, we show that you have that you show a steady decline representing the market and true market value here in Taney County. As every year, I guess, as we can do assessments on the odd number of years, you show a steady decline in your taxes. And that's the job of this BOE, is to reflect that through the marketplace. So we have in your taxes, is when you talk about taxes, sir, you're talking about that number that is reflected by the levies that are imposed upon the value of your property. We don't deal in taxes. We're not. We deal in assessments and value of property. There's been two taxes passed that reflect what you pay in taxes here in Taney County. Two levies set. One of them is with a senior tax that was implemented, and the other one, I think, was with a school tax there in Branson. So there's a couple of or three things that reflect a raise in taxes, but our property values have lowered consistently. Mr. Chair, I would ask that we revisit this and look at everything that he has presented at later on in a study session that we have scheduled for the end of the day, or within 4 or 5 days of making a judgment on this and move on.
Excuse me, may I ask you a question?
Yes, sir, go right ahead.
What is the amount that you have value at this moment, that property?
The assessor's placed a value of $242,343.
How many dollars
would that be?
They don't. Are you talking about tax dollars?
Yes, tax dollars.
Since, by the way, they don't do the 45-55 down there, do we?
No. It's 100%.
We would have to look at the assessor's office would have to reflect that on the taxes.
It's approximately $3,900, and that's give or take a dollar or two. We can just give you an estimate on that because we don't know what the levy will be as of September. But it's around $3,900.
That will be the tax bill?
Yes.
And the property is valued at what amount of dollars?
$242,343. That's the property value? Oh,
the land or? At the property.
$242,343.
Which I'm being taxed for that particular condo.
Ron, have you got that?
Is your dollar amount of value of that property? And I'm talking the whole property,
Ron,
the condo itself.
Ron, Mr. Chairman, do you have that number you could quote?
$242,343. $242,000? Yes, sir.
Is that the value that you appraise that at this time?
That's the value that the assessor appraises at this time that's before this board today that we are considering.
If anybody wants to give me that, I'll take it.
I understand.
If you think it's worth that, I'll take it.
And if I'm not mistaken, you also earlier stated 200, and believe me, we're making note of all the comments you made, and we're looking at all the comments that all the property owners are making that are in that area, and we will be making decisions about each one of these properties individually. And we will contact you in writing within 5 days of that decision, and we will provide you, if in fact, if you don't like the decision that the board makes based upon the assessor's recommendations, and or based upon the board's recommendations, you may appeal this to the Missouri State Tax Commission, which is really a very simple procedure, but that is what we are going to do, and we will make a decision and notify you. All of your comments are noted. Do you have any more comments you'd like to share with us, sir?
No, all I want to remind you is that the property exactly same square footage as mine, next to mine.
Yes.
So for $135,000. And one of the owners sent me an email. She used to own five. She sold two for a little less than half of what she paid. And the other three let the bank repossess them. Because that was like a black hole, putting money down a black hole with no end. Those are the words. And was ruining her economically, and she just let it go. That's how good that property is. And whoever goes and values the tax amount on those properties, he's out of line, whoever that is. If you think it's worth so much, why don't he buy it?
That's
and
me.
You see what a great investment that is.
That's the assessor, that's James Strahan, and that's me, but I put the numbers here, and do you know we've got your property valued at 53% of what you paid for your property according to your numbers. So we're right what are you telling you real estate people are telling you the value is. I mean, well, the numbers don't fade either direction. We've got you on for $242,000. You say you paid $449,900. I divided that out on the calculator, and that is 53% of what you paid. And you just testified to this board that realtors are telling you that value is within about around 50% of what they paid for it. So it appears to me that this guy that's setting these values, thank you very much for the compliment. We are real close to what the realtors are saying.
Well, what I have here is that they not, and I have the record, they're selling for less than half. In some for a lot less than that. Because like I told you, one like mine sold for $135,000. So you figure.
Mr. Rabaza, you are right. We have those figures in front of us, and we are taking all of those into consideration. And I just can't share any more with you than that. We are looking at all the factors that you have given us and all the other individuals as well, and we'll be making a decision and sending it out to you as soon as we have met on that area.
Okay, well, thank you for calling
Sir.
Me. But, I am about to let that property go for whatever I can get at this point, because this is between taxes and expenses, it's impossible to make a dollar profit with that. Impossible. So I guess you do what you have to do, and I'm going to have to take whatever loan I have to take, because it's a disaster. That's what it is. The worst investment in my life. I don't think I'll ever put a dollar in Bronson, because the taxpayers are getting squeezed until they're getting blood out of them. And that's what it is, a wonderful Hilton. I think that's all I have to say.
Sir, thank you for your time.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Bye-bye.
You know, my concern is that you have, it doesn't have anything to do with valuation, but you have a parcel of property. You have it down there to be managed by a group. You make $400, $600, $800 for the year, and the managing group made $6,000 to $8,000 on that parcel of property. Makes $30,000. There are variances, and you get $600 or $800. Now that's signed in the way. I mean,
it makes it real easy for the assessor to come up with value. This is horrible, and
well,
it's always been a horrible
what's going
situation.
On there is.
True, but it's not any business of this county Board of Equalization to make decisions for somebody else or set in on a group to try to.
What really concerns me on what your statement is, Ron, is what appraisal or income stream was showed these people to pay $449,000 for a property.
Yeah. It's Patricia Allen and Patricia Millen, is that right? And do I have a number?
Are we holding on this, or what are we doing?
I don't know.
No. She's probably cooking lunch at this time.
Is there a motion?
Did you really?
Motion just leave it.
Wow.
Motion deny.
Motion deny.
Second.
You motion, you deny. I'll wait until he says discussion.
He made a motion to deny. There's been a second discussion.
I think I would like in the record or in the discussion, based on his testimony of 50% or so, and we are 50% or so.
That'd be all right with me on my second.
Yeah.
Motion's been made and seconded that BOE number 0210 be denied based on property owner's comments that property should be valued at 50% of purchase price.
Or so.
Or so. That's
I
what.
I don't know if I agree with putting that statement in there. I'd rather just
deny it on its merit.
Right.
I'm voting to deny, so I don't care what you're.
If you don't allow that into your motion, we won't be voting on it. So currently the motion is to take property number 0210 and deny. And we can either amend that by motion if you want those, Nathan, vote on it, or just deny. All in favor of the current motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All opposed, nay. Next property are the Allens, and the number is, where's this property at?
Down.
Don't tell me it's down there.
It's your. It's from.
It's 913.
Next 4 or 5, I think.
Sorry. 913-685.
You guys want pizza?
Just hold on here. If we're gonna work through, that's a good idea. Can we?
We're 6 or 7 behind.
Pizza? I already ordered a sandwich. I'm good.
That sounds like
Casey's Pizza.
Casey's Pizza.
With which one? What you want?
The only thing I would request is no green bell peppers.
What about red ones?
Red bell peppers are okay, but I don't like red ones.
Just a sausage, mushroom, onion.
That's fine.
Perfect.
Yep. All righty.
No onion, if I guess you can smell Jeff's breath.
Okay, no onion. No Jeff's breath.
Just kidding.
All right. I'm going to go have one of the ladies run and get it. We'll work right on through lunch.
So. We'll have to get one of the ladies from his office because we've got zero upstairs.
Well, Jillian's up there.
She is? Okay.
I'm calling. We have a quorum. We have a phone number.
But we don't ask the clerk.
She may know. Please enter your account code.
Who we talk to? The Allens? Is that their name? No. Millen.
Hello?
Is this Mr. Millen?
Yes.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization, and I apologize for calling you late, but we need to chat with you about an appeal you made on a parcel of property at the Promenade at the Branson Landing.
Yes.
Do you have just a moment?
Sure.
Are you willing to
talk?
We've got a little behind.
Okay.
And we are trying to catch up desperately.
Okay.
Your property is, let me see. I show it to have a base area of 500 square feet, 554. Okay. We went through the promenade last week, the board did with the county assessor. We took a look at a number of comparables that had been sent to us by a gentleman by the name of Mr. Obester, and a list of comparables that he did not provide that we have through the assessor's office that have been turned into us by affidavit from buyers. We have combined those, and the assessor did some configurations and came up with a square foot value of 232 feet based on most recent sales. Actually, it was an average of those sales. And we've applied that 232 feet to the base area of each property down there. And if I'm not mistaken, gentlemen, tell me if I'm looking at the right property, but yours has been set at 128,528. $128,528 in value. And girls, can you tell me what it was prior to that?
They are currently at 55,547.
So it was on at 173,563, and the board has already, by prior action, lowered that to 128,528. Now, we are certainly willing to talk to you about any other comments you have about that. I just wanted to let you know what we had already done.
Okay. Someone had told me that you took a look at that and set the price of all those units in the promenade at $32 a square foot on the base area.
It's $232 per square foot on the base area.
Oh, $232. Oh, that's quite a difference.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep. Let me ask you a question. What if I got the base area of your condo incorrect?
Well, on the sheet that I received from you, it has 554 of the base area.
Right. That's what I'm showing here.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't know if that's more or less. I don't know about that. The square footage. I 554 square feet is not a whole lot, but on the other hand, it's only a studio also.
If I'm not mistaken, we have smaller parcels there at the promenade than the 554, because I know we have some values that are set lower, but all of it is based, every single property now, at the $232.
So the only thing in question then would be to make sure of the square footage that we show.
Yes, and we, even while we're speaking, we will be checking that. If we find any discrepancies at all, if yours is smaller than the 554, we will lower it automatically.
Okay. And how will you check that?
We have appraisers in the field. We'll also check the records that we have in the assessor's office.
Okay. And I think I also have some information when I bought the unit, and I'll go back and check through there and see if there's anything there that appears to be different.
If you find anything that appears to be different, please call 417-546-7240. That is the county assessor's office. He's also sitting here, so he's hearing this conversation. And you let them know at the assessor's office, and that's what we're all working on, are these appeals.
Okay, so the value you have right now then is $128,528.
That's correct, sir.
Okay. Now, what is the assessed value?
It is $41,130.
Okay. And did the rate go up this year?
The tax rate, the only... Pardon?
Won't be set till September.
Tax rates won't be set till September, but I don't know of any increases that are scheduled by the school or any of the political subdivisions. I will notify you of any change that this board makes in writing, and along with what you receive will be instructions on how to appeal should you desire to do so to the Missouri State Tax Commission, which would have overriding say on what we do. But we will get that out to you ASAP. We will also check that square footage.
Okay, very good.
Thank you very much, sir, for your time.
Okay.
Goodbye.
You need? Would the chair accept a motion to apply the wide sweeping $232 per square foot to BOE number 517?
Yes.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to apply the $232 agreed upon square footage for the promenade on this parcel of property. 0517. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Next number.
Kenny, if you could check that out for us, if you've got that parcel number and everything, please. The next one, I believe, we're right square.
Is that 9036?
Yeah, right square on the money.
362501?
Yeah.
Please enter your account code.
Is this Mr. Lee?
Yes, uh-huh.
This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Yes, sir.
I apologize for being a bit late on the call, but as you can imagine, we have been busy.
Well, I would imagine so.
We have been talking. Yes. We are looking at, if I'm not mistaken, your parcel of property, which is Unit 506 and Building 9 at the boardwalk at the Branson Landing. And we have...
I'm going to put you on speakerphone so my wife can hear this. Is this fine?
Absolutely.
Okay, can you hear us?
We can, although not nearly as well, but I can still hear you.
Okay, I will talk close to it whenever it's time for me to talk to you.
I am showing that... this parcel has a base area of 1,560 feet. We have an appraised value from the assessor on this property at $362,501.
Yes, sir, I believe that's right. That's okay. I think that's the appraiser's office. I mean, at the assessor's office, yes, sir.
Then we are willing to hear what your comments are regarding this parcel. We also have... the form, we have all the information that you sent in. We have taken comparables from a number of people and real estate companies and appraisers, as well as an individual that has provided a lot of figures for a number of people at the landing by the name of Mr. Obester. And we have taken a number of comparables that no one had that were turned into the assessor's office via affidavits from buyers of property and combined those. But the assessor is here, and we're ready to listen to what you have to say, sir.
All right, sir. We purchased the property in November of 2009. We purchased it for $200,000. We were told at that time, and I know it had no value whatsoever, but we were told that the purchase lower, the property go down. Well, we knew that the taxes, what they were in 2009, or what was paid at that time, and also we paid 2010. We know what that was. And when this new appraisal come out, it went up quite a bit, and this really shocked us. But we went to the several places in Branson that were Setic property. One was the Branson Landing Real Estate Sales Office. Another was just called Branson Real Estate Office. And got the sales of the Branson Landing properties, the ones that have the same approximate square feet as ours, were selling at very close to the same amount we did. A couple of them at 200,000, one at 218, one at 205, one at 210, properties selling at that amount. We feel that because of that, that it is surely not a value, not valued at $362,000. We can't come close to getting that much out of it. If we sell it, we'll get $200,000 out of it or close to it. And we feel that this is very much over evaluated.
we have a sale. This is James Strahan, the assessor, of a condo at 315 that was sold January 31st of 2011. That was on unit 201, building 9. We have some 226 in 11. We have a 357 in 11. We got a 195 in 10 and a 280,500. We also. The 292 is a larger square footage. The one that's sold for 315, it just has the same square footage. The one sold for 357 has more square footage. And the 226 has less square footage.
How do I get that to turn blue? By clicking on the logo. Oh, there.
And 12-17-10, that was furnished. It is sold earlier unfurnished at $200,000, and it sold at $300,000, and it was furnished at that time. So I didn't know if that made a difference in any of it.
Well, we've got a problem down in that area with square footages not making as much difference as view and location. I don't know whether you've noticed that or not, but we have definitely noticed it with the initial sales.
I think it's more that with Brangmore, but that, you know, I hadn't considered or taken that into consideration. We're on the promenade, but that doesn't matter.
Are you on the lakeside? No, you're on the boardwalk, aren't you?
Yeah. We're in the boardwalk, but we're on the, I call it the promenade instead of the lake. The walking side, where the people walk down between the buildings, this side we're on.
Okay.
I know what that shows.
You're actually on an end condo, aren't you? That points out toward the lake?
No, we're not on the one toward the lake at all, no.
We got the wrong building now.
It's showing that on our plan that we've got here.
I'm sorry, room 506 is overlooking the stores on the mall, and we're right in the center of that wing that goes down that direction.
Right. But if you were to look out your east window, you'd be looking right at Lake Taneycomo, wouldn't you?
No, sir.
No, he says he's looking back at the mall. That's what he's saying. Okay.
We have it.
It's the north, south, east. No, the east. We walk in off of the hallway. Going down the hallway, we turn left and walk into it. So east would be the hallway from our unit. We don't see how the east went, the east view.
Well, something's not right with our map.
No, our map is showing that if you get up and walk to your east side of your room, that you'd be looking right out at Taneycomo.
Let's get our numbers straight then before we start talking about this one.
Talking about 506, right?
29506.
Building 9, 506, uh-huh.
What store is right under you?
The right under us is the Justice, I think it's called Justice. It's a kid's store. Right across from us is the, an olive oil store on the far side of it. On the, I think that Bears, where they make those
Build-A-Bears. Right here.
Snap on that again. Let's read that number and make sure.
This one?
Yes, please.
506-49506.
Go to the next parcel. Just go to the next one and put it, snap your map.
Go back to the map?
No, just the next parcel. Can you do that? Yeah.
505. But he's saying, they're saying they overlook, they'd be over here.
There's
right.
The hallway
right
there.
Right, that's what he's saying.
You can see the hallway.
Sir, can we, Ron, I would like to take this up after we locate, get our this map straight and locate his building.
I would have a suggestion on their boardwalk, seeing that they have 1,560 feet compared to what we looked at this morning and compared to some of these 2,000 footers. I can see a problem. If we, I can see the 280,000 dollars being a value of this condo, and we've got a sale for 285 on the same square footage.
We had a sale what?
At 280,500. Number nine, Jeff. And it's got the same square footage. One of the
Jeff,
lesser.
Looking at your comparables. What is the value you have that you've... Should we come back and talk about this?
Yes.
Sir, we're going to go back, get you correctly situated on the map, and then we're going to discuss this. I can assure you that we'll set it in line with other properties, and we will notify you as to what that decision is within the next hopeful 5 days, and also include any information so that you can recontact us or the Missouri State Tax Commission, which would be a very simple appeals process. But we are going to get the correct data on your building. Well, are both those buildings called the Promenade, James, or just
no,
the one on the right?
No, there's a boardwalk on the right.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, what he's saying is he's on the other side.
He is.
Looking back, east.
Oh, he's over here.
Yes, that's what he's
no,
saying.
No, he's looking down on the promenades, and that's under those promenades that we got that arrow on there right now is right above.
Well, that's what I said. That's Promenade.
The Teddy Bear okay. Building.
All right, place. I got you. I know. All right, that's what I thought.
Yeah, it's on the upper levels.
So he's straight across in there.
Yeah.
We're going to take a look at this, and I'll take it a step further. I'll have one of the ladies here call you back, sir.
I would appreciate that so much.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Jeff, had you come up with a different number?
Well, I'm just going off of the square footage prices. However you want to do it. I mean, you can do it several different ways. Just using the 10 sales, or just using the square footage sales, you know, comparable to this. But I keep coming up with somewhere between $155 and $160, $160 a square foot. Which, if we go on the high side at $160, at $1560.
Oh, about $249.
$249 for this one. That's on the...
That's on the high side for what
you've
got.
On the higher side, yeah. Which I'd be.
These...
What he provided, James, with those relatively recent sales, and his, of course, his is all would be 2 years old this November. Was he paid $200?
Right. I got $235 on the low side.
Excuse me.
Well, I've probably settled 3 or 4 of these that didn't make it to the board based on sales and based on everything, and we didn't see such drastic cuts on the informal hearing process, and the actual owner was satisfied with those numbers. I mean, we reached agreement. But and it might be such a thing, too, as if they paid $575, they wasn't wanting to know that their property might be worth $200 or these comparables that's coming in.
Were those on the lakeside, too? I mean, or were they on the...
That's a little confusing on this, is the size of this and which side it's on the street. But when I see... Now, I can see cuts in the Promenades and the Hiltons, but when the boardwalks go to getting huge cuts, I'm not following that, because they are the luxury condo down there. There's no doubt about it.
I'm just going off.
How in the world? But James, if they're selling for that,
look at that. Somebody got a bargain.
That's one they're complaining about? We're in trouble here, buddy.
Maybe they don't know about your change. It got really low. Look at that. Just got an email from her. Got me search email. She is booked in meetings from 1:30 to 5:30 p.m.
Three calls from round. Now, worried. You weren't going to call her back.
You guys going to consider a value on this one?
From who?
Lee Herb. Herb Lee.
If they truly are on the Promenade side, is that the one?
Yeah. They evidently are. I mean, I can't feature them. Tell them it's right.
They ask you to come down there and they walk you over where they're at.
You know, see, what I'm going to have trouble with, this is all put together out of GIS mapping, and I'm not going to, I can't correct that as the assessor. We've got to put a request in.
What we need to do, some of these people have to be condos. We need to introduce them to some of these people that aren't and get ready to sell them for nothing so they can get those also.
If I'm going to get
you to go through.
What do you think?
Jeff, do you have a thought you want to pursue on that, or do you want James to recommend?
I I personally like the around 240. You know.
240?
What's that, a square foot?
Well.
Less than 160, though.
Yes, yes.
How do you justify that? If that's the bigger, nicer unit, and the promenades, people are happy at 232.
Because you're at half and a third of the footage.
So that's how you're going to justify it.
What's right, the lower footage, the higher per square foot cost.
Mm-hmm.
What's this man, neighbors?
I'm just going off these sales right here. That's what I'm going off of. I mean, we don't have to make a...
No, if you make it, I'll vote with you. I don't want to just drown you. You're the kind of guy to come in here and shoot us all.
I want to show you some numbers real quick.
Appreciate it.
The bottom line, number 14 on there, if you take 160 times 2243, you're at $358,880. Look what it sold for.
If we do what now?
If you take the 160 times your 2243, the 160 number you was talking about, mm-hmm. and you were talking about, times the square footage, we're at $358,880 on the calculator, and look what it sold for. I'd say that'd be a bit pretty close, wouldn't you? $357,000
I like
what if you use that on some of those lower priced ones? It's going to be lower, right?
Well, you'd have to look into them and see if they.
The only problem I would have is, you know, that square footage price probably isn't going to work on.
I wouldn't set that as a precedent price because I've set it on this one as per the sale that occurred.
Right. Okay.
I'm not going to vote on this because I was outside the meeting. So
you've been here long enough.
Oh. Right here it is. If not in meeting for at least 22 minutes.
What have we got this guy out yet?
What number you got yet?
I'd be satisfied with $249.6.
How much?
$249.6.
He bought it for $200 November 09. Are you making a motion to go to $249.6?
I'll make that motion.
Is there a second?
I will. Second.
There's been a motion and second made to lower the value of BOE property number 0152 to $249,600. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed nay. Abstentions?
Aye.
Danny? Will one of you ladies follow up with him as I made the comment that we would call him? I would appreciate that. I'm sorry?
I have written it.
Thank you very much. Shall we move on to Mr. Sortino?
You will need to contact her at her office number, Kathleen.
I'm sorry? Kathleen Sortino? I'm ready.
402-965-2373. Please enter your account code.
Hello, this is Kathleen Sortino.
Yes, Mr. Artino, this is Ron Hausman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. I apologize for calling you so late. Obviously, we're running late. We've had a number of individuals we've been talking with this morning. Are you
someone's bringing you lunch today, then.
Well, if I'm going to get any, that's the only way it'll happen. I can tell you that. Give me just a second. I'm going to click on your parcel of property here.
Okay.
We are looking at a parcel of property at the Promenade.
Yes.
Unit 30B, Building 3.
Okay, 30B. Okay.
Is that correct? 203B.
Yeah, 203B. Okay, I have that one up in front of me. That's the one that we bought for $127,920 at pre-construction rate.
$127,920. And we have that valued at $109,967.
And from the fair market value from the comparative market analysis that we received,
Yes.
They're showing it at $104,300.
Yes, we have all the comparables. As a matter of fact, we have a number of individuals that have sent us comparables, and we have utilized those comparables, plus we have added all the ones that they left out that they didn't pass on to a number of the property owners, that we have affidavits here from individuals who have purchased. But taking all those into consideration and finding an average, we set a square foot value of those properties at 232 feet per square foot, dollars, I mean. And then we multiplied that times the base area of the condominium so that we'd have uniformity throughout the entire project. And when we take that $232 times your 474 square foot base area, which is one of the smaller units there, it comes down to $109,967. So we took into consideration all the comparables that were furnished to you, plus a number of other comparables, and I apologize for being redundant, that we had, and that's how we established that value. So what, Christy, can you tell me what that was valued at before we applied that?
Is this something you've done here recently?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that what you're telling
Yes, we did this last week.
Oh, last week, okay.
We've been doing this every day, and we will continue doing it every day through the month of July, talking to individual property owners every 15 minutes. We have, what was it, Christy? If you give me just a moment, well, can you tell me what the appraised value was on the form that you received?
Should be 166.5.
Should be one. Go ahead.
$104,300?
No.
Oh, that's not what you're looking
for? No, what we sent you.
Sorry, I don't think I had that one.
Would you tell me again what that was, Christine?
$166,025.
Gotcha. The valuation that was established on this parcel of property when you were originally notified was $160,625. And we have lowered that to $109,967. So we've really lowered it just a shade over $50,000. That's okay. Yeah, it has gone from 160,625 down to 109,967.
Okay, and your number is a little higher because of some other comps that you received.
Yes, ma'am.
From what I sent you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We have taken all the comps that you sent and all the comps that Mr. Obester furnished other property owners as well, and we've utilized those in our formula. And the assessor is here sitting with us, and so he went back to his people. They recalculated based upon square footage of the base area for all those different properties.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what we're going to do is within the next few days, we're going to send this to you in writing to verify what the board has done, and we're going to include instructions on how to contact the Missouri State Tax Commission should you wish to appeal our decision. And that's a pretty simple process if you choose to do that.
And that would only be if I were to go after it, wanting to have that lower than what you have recommended again.
Yes, but that would be your decision, of course.
Okay. Otherwise, I'll get a new tax statement.
That's correct. Well, okay. you'll get a new valuation statement. Taxes won't come out until probably November. But it'll be based on the 109 figure rather than the 160 figure.
Okay.
You'll receive confirmation of that in the mail.
Okay. All right. That's that one. And the other one we have is the 203B. I'm sorry, 203A. We have two condos.
Okay, give me just a second to click into that. And I am there. Well, this is not right.
That one we purchased for $191,880. Again, that was pre-construction. I'm seeing they're selling much lower.
We went back and recalculated this for you guys. That number up there is wrong.
179,104?
That's correct.
Ma'am, this property that was valued to you is at 191,880. Hold on just a moment. Based on the base area of 772 and the square foot of 232. $232 a square foot brings that value to $179,104.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, this was, all right, the tax valuation statement I have has a total of $208,884 is what you were valuing it at. And when I look at the comp, they're comping out to $105,250.
Well, that's what I would imagine the comps that you received from Obester on certain sales have stated. But,
yeah.
James, would you like to address that, please?
Yes. The problem with the comps you have, if you put the square footages in, you'll see that the 179,103 is more reflective instead of just using an average of what they've sold for. Because in this condo compared to your other one, there's almost 300 foot more square footage. And that is reflective in the comp sales that we've all put together. Not per unit sales price, but per square foot sales price.
So when I look at what they're selling them for right now, I mean, they're showing a list price all the way from $154,900 to as low as $99,900.
Well,
and you're saying that there are actually these condos just like this that are selling for $179,000?
Let me look here and get my list out for you. We had a unit sell for $169 on April 1st of 2011 that was just 544 square feet. We had a unit sell for $125, but it was just 474 square feet. We had a unit sell for $83,000
but it was just 344 square feet. So when you break those units down to square, we had one sell, we haven't had a large one sell since 09, but one sold for $202,500. Those were not in the sales that you were furnished by Mr. Obester, and we have added those sales in. But if you break that down to square foot cost because of the different sizes, you'll see 83,000 divided by 344. That's even higher yet. The one that sold for 83,000 sold for $241 a square foot. But we didn't use that number. But you guys are using it in as a sale of a condo unit, but you're not breaking it down into what size it actually is and applying it to the sizes.
On the comparative market analysis that summary that I had in my packet,
right.
If I look at the MLS one that is 332478, and the address is North 210 Branson, so it's in the North Building,
right.
At 772 approximate square feet, they sold, that one list price was $99,900, and the closing price was $94,500.
I don't have that one, but we've entered that in a range of medians and means, and ma'am, that one condo don't establish value. And we've got probably 20 figured into these medians and means, and come 17. Up to that 17 of them come up to the $232.
Must have this wrong.
Which is less than some and more than some, but we have to establish a median value. Otherwise, we won't have our values right if we pull one out and decide that one is is what all of them should be set
what
at.
What number, BOE number, do you have, Christy, on this property?
155.
But like I say, the lesser square footages that sold that shows those 80s and 90s and those real small bay actually sold at larger square foot cost.
Well, I get what you're saying about that. We didn't look at it in that respect the way you are, but I still have a hard time believing that I'd be able to sell it for $179,000, but. Right now, especially with how bad things are. So you're going to take my valuation that was $208,884, and it's going to be changed to $179,104.
That's correct. At least thus far, that's what the board has already agreed to. And again, we will send this to you in writing along with information of exactly what we did and information regarding the State Tax Commission.
Okay. Thank you, I guess. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Who said they were on a time limit? You said one lady called in.
That was her.
Oh, that was her? Okay.
Okay, this next one is David Naomi Call. Call?
The state.
Do we need one?
Actually, they've already done it. Apply 232 factor. 154 and 155? No. Yes. Do I have a motion to apply the $232 per square foot promenade factor to BOE property numbers 0154 and 0155? Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to apply the $232 per square foot promenade factor to properties 0154 and 0155. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. That's a 417?
Yes.
Tom, while you're dialing it, this is a hardship case, it looks to me like. Let me read their evidence.
This was appraised by the state.
Please enter your account code.
Value on, and I'll be recommending the board to roll it back to my value of last year.
Which was?
Back sheet.
You want to do that up front?
Yeah, and in fact, I talked to the calls the day before.
This is 505?
Hello?
Yes, sir. This is Ron Hausman with the Taney County Board of Equalization. Is this Mr. Call?
Yeah, Ron Hausman. How are you doing?
I'm good.
468.
How are you?
292. Doing good.
David, do I know you?
Yeah, you know me.
I'm thinking back. What was your dad's name?
Dave Call.
Yes, of course. Where are you at? You're in Kimberly City? Well, I'm going to be looking you up. How many years has it been?
Well, it's been a few years.
It's been a few years.
Over Rockaway.
I remember. My gosh, I remember.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
It's been a long time since I've talked to you.
I know it. Don't get around that courthouse very often. You don't get that poor from it.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to be headed over just to say hello to you all sometime.
Well, that'll be great.
I look forward to that.
Oh, okay.
Where's that beautiful daughter of yours that I never could talk to?
Oh, she's in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Uh-huh.
Well, you tell her I said hello. I'm sitting here with the Board of Equalization, and we have a property that's been appealed by you all. That is, let me find it here. Where's the property, James?
It's out by on 76 across.
Oh, this is the property where you used to have Dave's Marine?
Right.
Right.
Okay, I'm familiar with it.
The board needs to understand that this is one of the Mike Myers State Tax Commission appraisals that almost doubled the value. I'm in total disagreement with. We put them on at that, and we have now want to roll this property back to $292,468, which was last year's value, the assessor's value prior to the State Tax Commission appraisal.
Let me explain what has happened here. The assessor was confronted with an order from the Missouri State Tax Commission on a few properties, 30, I think, within the county. The assessor placed the value that the State Tax Commission directed him to place on those properties, and we as a board, per recommendation of the assessor, are rolling those properties back. And what that means to your particular parcel of property is that it would go from the $505,000 back to $292,468.
Okay.
Would that be acceptable to you all? Well, I will accept a motion from a board member to make that happen.
Okay.
Gentlemen?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to roll back the value of BOE parcel number 0156 to $292,468 based upon the recommendation of the assessor. Is there any discussion? Could you hear that, James?
Yes, we'll try to fix that, David.
David, he said that he will take a look at that, and they'll fix it.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
I will tell him thank you. I just barely hear you, Dave.
Yeah, our phone's not too good. I'm sorry.
That's okay. again, anywho, we have a motion on the floor, a second on the floor. Any discussion from the board members?
Okay.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. You will receive in the next few days verification in writing that we rolled that property value back to $292,468, and if there's any further correction, the assessor will make that.
Oh, okay.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ron.
Yeah, so good to talk to you guys.
Talk to you. Tell David hello.
I will tell him hello.
Okay.
Come see us sometime.
All right.
Okay, thank you much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
When I heard his voice, I thought I knew him. I haven't seen him in 20 years.
You gentlemen laying on this pizza now.
He's got the glasses on there. You remember how he...
Oh, he used to have glasses as thick as that thing.
He don't have that on.
Really? Don't we have one more to catch up here?
Yeah.
Just tell me it's not down at that same area.
It is.
I'm not doing it.
No, this Ted Wasson shouldn't be, or Todd Wilson.
He said not to tell him.
Where is it? The one we're going to?
Branson Landing.
LLC.
That didn't go through.
No respect for Mr. Wasson.
Well, we all knew that.
Well, I'm not recognizing that number as being Branson Landing property.
890?
No. That's Todd Wilson. Okay. This is another piece of property.
Please enter your account code.
It's a repair shop.
Who am I talking to specifically?
Good afternoon, Dr. Roberts. This is Jenna.
Jenna, I was calling for Todd Wilson. This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Board of Equalization.
Okay, hold on one moment.
This is a Mike Myers appraisal also. I'm recommending that we roll it back.
Mr. Wilson, this is Ron Houseman with Taney County Board of Equalization.
Hey, Ron, how's it going?
Well, good. I'm sorry to get to you so late, but we...
Oh, not a problem. We've got a lot of conversation with people.
Let me express something to you before we go too far in discussion regarding this parcel of property.
Okay.
The assessor has a recommendation for the board, I believe. Is that right, James?
That's correct. I want to roll this back to the $100,031 the assessor had prior to the state tax commission appraisal by Mike Myers, who in fact doubled the value of this property.
Okay.
Let me express to you that the assessor had been ordered by the Missouri State Tax Commission to raise a number of parcels, which he did. We're now with the Board of Equalization, and the assessor is recommending moving this parcel from $181,900 to $100,031. Is that correct, James?
That's correct.
Would you be amenable to that, sir?
Yes. Yeah, I believe so.
I would accept a motion to that, gentlemen.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to lower the value of BOE parcel number 0197. To $100,031. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Sir, you will receive notification in just the next few days that that parcel number has been lowered to $100,031.
All right, I appreciate it.
We thank you for your time, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Pizza time. Thank you, Lord, for getting us through there.
Huh?
Ladies?
I don't know. We got it.
Let's stand in recess until at least 1 o'clock.
maybe.